The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International. On this special episode of Life Today.
I had no idea how horrible it was until I was confronted with it face to face. What a big business it is, you know, and how profitable it is for all these evil people that see nothing in taking a precious child's life and destroying it because they can make some money off of them.
Next.
Betty and I welcome you to Life Today. I'm James Robison. We're talking to you about something that I don't question for a moment that every one of you who are watching us will care deeply about. As a matter of fact, the issue that we're really talking about, Betty, is so hard to believe and imagine and fathom. You think, well, how could this anywhere in the world, how could something like this happen? And what I'm talking to you about, so you really understand, is if you could imagine the little children, wherever you live, and I don't know what kind of community you're in. Where Betty and I live, there are a lot of families with small children, and they play in the street quite often. And I drive by, and I always greet them and, you know, drive slowly to be sure we don't hurt any of them. And we've got an elementary school not far from, you know, from where we live, and in the school times, there's always the speed limits and speed bumps and officers to do what? To protect children. And you think about people who would be indifferent, hit a child or hurt a child or not care about a child, and that really, it kind of gets to you. Think, how could that be? Well, now think about this. What if someone was coming into your area or into your house or maybe where your grandchildren are or your children with the intention of taking that child in whatever misleading way they could? And you know, a lot of times predators will offer a child a candy or something to get their attention so they can take them captive. Pedophiles do this. Sometimes they'll even talk about a pet or say they lost a pet. You think, how can they do this? How can anyone hurt a child? Well, in much of the world, and sadly even here in the U.S., but in many parts of the world, especially where children are poor, the predators are coming in and they're taking those children captive. And they take them into the sex traffic, into sexual slavery, and use them from small children all the way through their adult life. And Betty, I remember when we first, you know, started talking about this to our television audience, we thought, we don't know if our viewers are going to watch it. I just wish I could reach out and throw my arms around you. Not only did you watch, you said, we can't wait to help. What do we need to do to rescue those children and those women from being held as sex slaves? And you've helped build an unbelievable life center. You've helped establish centers and outreaches for children. It's been unbelievable. And Betty, we're bringing another area of deep concern where our viewers can not only start rescuing little children, but build another beautiful place for them to come. Well, they have a family and they have a chance.
Yeah, James, and when I think of children, they're so precious. Children are supposed to be cared for. They're supposed to be nurtured. They're supposed to be loved. They're supposed to have a safe place. And these children are stripped from any kind of security they might have had with their families and thrown into this lifestyle that they would not have chosen. They did not get to make the choice, but yet they're trapped, and they're just like animals put in cages and waiting for the time when they'll be used and abused. And it just breaks my heart when I think about this. But to think also that we have an opportunity to change all that. We have an opportunity to make the difference for these children so that they can jump around and play and laugh and be children again.
You know, you referenced that waiting time to where they're used. That waiting time is normally, Betty, it's very, very short. As a matter of fact, they will take them and cage them, but normally within a matter of days, if not sometimes hours, they've got some client coming in to take advantage of that little innocent child. And then they hold them captive. I want you to listen to Jeannie Rogers. Is she there in the midst of the heartache and the pain and what she has seen and what she's witnessed? She just begins to share her heart concerning the reality, what's going on, the pain, and really the hope that we can offer that can only come. It can only come from people who care and say, you know what? I want to correct that. I'm not only going to care, I'm going to do whatever it takes. Listen to Jeannie.
I was vaguely aware it existed, but I had no idea how horrible it was until I was confronted with it face to face. Human trafficking, the sex slave trade, is happening in our world right now. When I learned that even children were being trafficked, I knew I had to go to those places. I wanted to see for myself. And it's dangerous to get a close look at human trafficking. You have to go undercover to do it. I had to travel around the world, basically, to go to these countries where the sex trade is just so prevalent. The first city we went to was a very large place, and there were street after street lined with these clubs and bright neon lights advertising these young beauties that could be bought. It was horrible. One after another, guys would come up to us with a menu of all the sexual activity that could be bought with their person that they were ready to sell to you. You know, it was very common at night as we walked through the streets to see some children just playing in an area, and there would be no adult supervision at all.
You know, if I was one of the traffickers, I could easily grab this child and be gone, and the parents would never see her again. And you know what? She's the kind of little girl that they're looking for.
And that's how these human traffickers work. Just snatching children off of the streets. That child would be raped, beaten, and drugged for the rest of their life. They might even be in a cage to break their spirit, to break any rebellion that they might have. I can't even imagine what a child is thinking about his life and about his future when that's being done to him by these evil men. What a big business it is, you know, and how profitable it is for all these evil people that see nothing in taking a precious child's life and destroying it because they can make some money off of them.
Do you know that next to drugs, that's the second largest illegal business in the world? What Jeannie was describing, and I just, you know, you saw the images of the little girls that, like you said, they could be taken so quickly. And that's exactly what's happening. They're being taken, and they're being taken captive. Betty, in Nepal, there's such extreme poverty. If you don't know where it is, you've got Mount Everest as one of the incredible, beautiful vistas that you can see. And it's right where the children can be taken straight into India and end up in the areas where there's the most, let's say, more people trafficking, more people there looking for something. And they take these children to those areas out of the poverty areas where people are so desperate that when somebody comes in and says, you know, we'll do something for your child, the parents want the little child to be helped and have an opportunity. And a lot of times they promise them they're going to take them, get them a good education, even ultimately have a good job, and they'll be able to help the parents, and they've got them. But many times they'll just come to a poor area and take them. And, you know, we have found that there are people who are in the trade who have children who are afraid that their children are going to end up there. And as a matter of fact, you're going to hear such a story. But let me make sure you understand what we're doing. I think sometimes when you ask the question, well, James, we see something, what can we do about it? All right, here's the beauty of the Life Center. Do you remember the incredible Life Center that we built in Thailand? Well, do you understand the we? It's not just we Life Outreach or we James and Betty and our team. No, we is you. Viewers all over the world, you're the we. Well, that incredible Life Center that we built, so beautiful. You see images of it in pictures. You see the children singing, happy. Many of them were taken from predators. Many of them were taken before the predator got them. And then we're continually ministering to children, not only those who stay there and learn to speak English and get a good education, but they learn to sing and praise God and they love God and they go out and they bless others. But we have people coming there continually where they're bringing children through from the community and they're being touched. Now, this is what we need to do in Nepal. We need to build a life center in Nepal. And we need about $250,000. And this is above normal, you know, responsibilities that we have. And that's in addition to, you know, raising the support, $128 per child or per person to get them out of the sex trade. We need a lot of $128 gifts. Remember this, because of the concern of others, your gift's going to be doubled. So whatever you give, it's doubled. But we need not only you to help rescue a child or a woman, but we need you to help us build that life center. We need that. And we're asking you, I'm impressed if someone gives several $1,000. What better place could you put it than to rescue children from this awful possibility? Would you make a large gift? It will be doubled. We're asking for $1,000 gifts to build the life center, along with the $128 gifts to rescue a child. Whatever you give, it's doubled. I want you to listen to the cry of a mother, a prostitute who was concerned about her child.
Our missionary partners in Nepal are motivated by love as they seek to reach children who are at risk of being trafficked into the sex slave trade. Knowing that children are literally trafficked every day motivates them to travel into the far reaches of remote mountain areas and down to the depths of the city slums.
We work together here. This is Druba, and we come out to these slums with our team and try to go out and help all of these children that right now are in danger of being trafficked.
This day was no exception for our team as they learned about a mother named Suma and her daughter Sheeta, who are in a battle to survive, not only grinding poverty, but the dangers of human traffickers.
Suma and Sheeta are just barely surviving. It's freezing here. Their conditions are so horrible. Suma, the mother, is forced to sell herself. She's been selling herself every night to traffickers in the slum area just to be able to provide something to eat for little Sheeta. And the traffickers have already asked the mother if they could take her. At any moment, these traffickers could come through and steal Sheeta from her, and she'll never see her again. And this mother is crying out to us to help her, to take her little girl and put her somewhere safe. And my terror is that I'm gonna come back here and walk through that slum, and I'm gonna find Suma, and I'm not gonna see Sheeta anymore. And if we can just go in there and provide a safe home for her, we will see her again.
All right, you hear the heart cry. A mother saying, would you take my little girl? That's because she knows that she's likely to be literally taken by someone who is taking her back into the same kind of situation that the mother ended up in. So she's saying, please take my child, because I know someone will come to take her that's going to destroy her and use her. Well, how do we take that child? Well, we have to have a place to take her. And that's why we're asking you to literally get up and go and get your checkbook or get your bank card and dial the number that you see there on the screen. And so I'm going to help you build that life center. I don't know what you're capable of doing. I know Betty and I never see a need that we think we could address at any level, and God touches our heart that we don't try to do it. Obviously, we can't help every need. See, that's one reason we were reluctant to even bring this need to our viewers, because you're a precious people. Most of you are not associated with the wickedness of the world. Some of you may have been delivered from it. But you don't see that, and you don't like it. And so we didn't know if bringing it to you would be effective. But sure enough, you said, we care so much. So that's what I'm asking you to do. Make the best gift you can right now to help us build that center, and know it'll be doubled. What you give will be doubled. Now remember this. The average cost to rescue a child or a woman, and this is what the missionaries have, it's proven out over the years, it's $128. But we'll rescue someone. It'll be doubled. Like you say, I can do that. That's quite a step to give that $128. But it'll now be two. You give $1,000 toward the Life Center, it's $2,000. If you could give $5,000, it becomes $10,000. All because someone said, we see that need and we're going to meet it. Giselle, she was abused. She was trafficked when she was a girl. Horrible. Horrible. But it happened. She became a fashion model. She left that to go and help those in areas like Nepal. And she is giving the women a job. She's teaching them to make necklaces and to do other crafts to make a living. And we're sending a necklace to those of you who will help rescue a child. We're sending the book Indivisible for any gift that will help you literally correct our nation's course with wisdom and preserve freedom all over the world. Very, very important book. In the Lion and the Bronze for those of you who will help build that center. Father, that mother said, take my little girl. We want that little girl to be in your arms, God, of love and missionaries who care. And we want them to have a future, a hope that you promise. Move people right now to go and say, here's my gift, in Jesus' name. Would you make the gift God put on your heart, please? Dial the number, take your bank card, use it like a check. You write a check, make it to Life, but call us and tell us what you are putting in the mail. You can go online, lifetoday.org, and make the gift.
Human trafficking. It's impossible to believe, but at this very moment, innocent children, many very young, are being sold and forced into sexual slavery and exploited in every way imaginable. And someone must save them. With your help today, we can reach, rescue, and restore their hope for a better future. And we can also build the New Hope Life Center in Nepal, which will be a safe house for children for years to come. And now, a miracle opportunity of a $384,000 matching gift. With a cost of $128 to rescue a child, that means your gift of $128 will be matched to help rescue two children, and $64 will be matched to help rescue one more child. With your gift, please request Indivisible by James Robison and Jay Richards, a soul-stirring read for every Christian who desires to restore America to the values that formed our strong foundation, built on faith, family, and freedom. With your gift of $128, which today will help rescue two children, you will receive a unique and beautiful necklace, handcrafted by women who were survivors of human trafficking and slavery. Finally, please prayerfully consider a gift of $1,000, which will be matched to $2,000 for the New Hope Life Center. And you may request the beautiful bronze sculpture, The Lion and the Lamb. Please call, write, or make your gift online today.
You know, the old lady, they feed the small girl for the homesick with the foreigner. They pay money a lot for the, they need for the steel virgin.
Human traffickers target innocent children who then become enslaved in a multi-billion dollar a year industry called the sex slave trade.
So imagine this, one girl taken from her family, whether she's kidnapped or tricked, but she is sexually abused over and over again, maybe 8 to 10 customers that she may have to service in one day.
We're fighting for children that can't fight for themselves, children that would be otherwise used in the sex trade or be bought and sold like animals for monetary gain. It's not right.
It's kids just like these that right now they're begging, but they are also bait for predators. If we don't get them off the street, they will be the next trafficked victims.
And when these children become enslaved and don't comply, horrible things are done to them by the human traffickers.
When I was a child, I seen a lot of things in front of my eyes.
They are cages somewhere like that. They are keeping a child as an animal. Just tied the hand, both hand like that, and that customer will be have a sex with that child.
It is tragic what's happening to children, innocent children, and it's not right. Our hearts are burdened by all the children that are crying out for help today, this moment, that need intervention, that need help, that are waiting for someone to hear their cries. And we can only do it with your help.
Oh, I look at those precious children, and you know, I saw that one especially just looking up, their big brown eyes, and in their heart, I know they think, who's gonna take care of me? What do we do next? These children don't have the choice to make where they get into this lifestyle. They're caught in it. Their families are lied to. Their families are promised things that are never gonna happen for their children. And so they go into this lifestyle, and these children are trapped. They never know what it's like to be a little child, to jump around and play and to laugh. That just tears my heart out. And I know that as you're watching, it touches your heart too. We've got to do something. We need to give them a safe place. And that safe place is a life center where they can come and be protected and watched over. Please help us do that.
You know, we were watching Carol Hart sitting there in the midst of the children. I think most of you know the story of the Thailand Life Center that's so beautiful. Carol and her husband serve the entertainment industry, Hollywood, with great power plants, generators, for their out on location shoots. And they've made great money. And she sold a 7-carat diamond ring in order to have the money to go overseas. Our mission emphasis touched their hearts and gave them, increased their burden. And we literally found them over there working. You know, Betty, they were there working when we found them because we were looking to see what we could do to help. And they had already started renting properties and trying to have a place. And when they found out our interest and we saw their heart, that they were willing to go and plant their lives, they'd never come back. I mean, they come back to visit, but I mean, that's where they are. And we find people that have that heart to, so to speak, leave everything in order to do what God told him to do. And now here's the thing you need to understand, because see, the enemy, Satan, try to make you feel like you don't really love enough because you're not over there. Wait a minute. If everybody was over there, there wouldn't be anybody that had the resources or the wherewithal to help them stay there. And that's why the missionaries always want me to tell you, they think you're the most important link. The Bible says, how shall they go unless they're sent? Well, you're making it possible. Okay, two things. We need your help to rescue as many children, as many girls as possible. It costs $128, that's the average, to rescue a child. Your gift will be matched by caring hearts who said, this is so important, we'll match the gift. That's big love. Would you dial the number, take your bank card, write a check, go online, lifetoday.org, and make the biggest gift you can? If you can help us build that life center, we're asking for $1,000 gifts or more. I know that's a lot, but it'll be doubled. But we needed about $250,000. You'd be building something here that'd be probably several million dollars in facilities because the labor and everything, the material, is a lot less expensive there in Nepal. Would you go to the phone right now? Would you make that call? Remember, if you help us rescue a child, Giselle has got these girls making beautiful necklaces. We will send you one to say thank you. You'll treasure it. It may just become a conversation piece. We're sending for any gift the book Indivisible. Let me tell you something. This may be the most important gift I've ever given you who are concerned about our nation, about what's happening here and all over the free world, in the UK. Things going on in Australia, you tell me. Hey, listen. This is what you've been praying for. This is an answer to your prayers. We're sending this to say thank you for any gift to help rescue life, to help build that center, the lion and the lamb bronze, to say thank you for helping build that life center. Please make that call, make that special gift, and thank you for doing it.
human trafficking. It's impossible to believe, but at this very moment, innocent children, many very young, are being sold and forced into sexual slavery and exploited in every way imaginable. And someone must save them. With your help today, we can reach, rescue, and restore their hope for a better future. And we can also build the New Hope Life Center in Nepal, which will be a safe house for children for years to come. And now, a miracle opportunity of a $384,000 matching gift. With a cost of $128 to rescue a child, that means your gift of $128 will be matched to help rescue two children, and $64 will be matched to help rescue one more child. With your gift, please request Indivisible by James Robison and Jay Richards, a soul-stirring read for every Christian who desires to restore America to the values that formed our strong foundation, built on faith, family, and freedom. With your gift of $128, which today will help rescue two children, you will receive a unique and beautiful necklace, handcrafted by women who were survivors of human trafficking and slavery. Finally, please prayerfully consider a gift of $1,000, which will be matched to $2,000 for the New Hope Life Center, and you may request the beautiful bronze sculpture, The Lion and the Lamb. Please call, write, or make your gift online today.
Betty and I just want to say thank you so much for your help. By the way, if you should get a busy, you just say, I'm going to get through because I'm going to rescue someone. I'm going to help. The book, Indivisible. I think it's the most important thing I've done in 50-year ministry. To join with someone else to help you address the concerns that we not only need to pray about, but that we need to understand. Give us the answers we're looking for so we can find the direction we can and must go. Encourage your friends to get a book in the bookstores or online. We're offering hope. It's not too late. Thank you so much for your help.
Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.